Welcome to HBO Lax. This is Lizzie Pace.
This is Catherine Dudas.
We're the two foremost TV, film, pop culture, being a director on an amazing film, experts in the world. Nice. And today we're talking about Shogun Episode 6. This show is fucking awesome.
It's really
good. I loved this episode.
It was a really interesting episode. Oh, yeah. It really, God, they really listened to us when all of our horniest dreams are really coming true.
I know, right?
It's kind of crazy. I can't wait to talk about it because I'm like, there are so many moments.
I mean,
I'm watching with my friend Nick, who's staying with me, and I kept looking over at them and being like, "That I think a horny thing's about to happen." This is how I watch TV shows now. This is how much HBO Lax is.
I watched it with Jake tonight, and I was like, "That was pretty horny." I just like kept pointing out the horny parts. I was like, "We rewatched episode 5." I was like, "Oh, that was my horniest moment."
I love that hand touch. This is how we watch TV. We have to turn to the person next to us and be like, to me, that was my horniest moment.
Just so you know.
It's like just saying the quiet part out loud.
We start with a flashback. We see Azuki Castle 22 years ago, and young Mariko is the daughter of the vassal. And she and her, what we learn is BFF, Ochiba, are little kids, and they suddenly see all this violence, a bunch of heads rolling.
Lots of heads rolling.
That's trauma.
That is. I like that you wrote BFF and so did I. Because we're so millennial.
Oh, really?
Because the term is bestie. Cute. Now. We're so, like, that's what people say, but it's very millennial to say BFF, which I love.
Oh, no.
No,
oh,
it's okay.
Oh, my God, I meant bestie.
I'm embracing it, and Lizzie's like, no, shit.
It's giving bestie. Okay, it's giving bestie. It's giving bestie. It's slay, Catherine.
Slay. Oh, sorry. Wow, you look, all of a sudden you look 17. We're young. We're young.
That's my riz.
That's your riz. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
My riz makes me look younger. We see... Oh, her dad goes, "You're dreaming. Go to bed, Mariko."
Oh my God.
I wonder if that worked. And then we see her and Ochiba like practicing sword fighting. Or no, she's fighting someone else and Ochiba's watching. And then we see Mariko is getting married to Buntaro. And they're like, it's an alliance for both families. And she's like, it's a joke. It's a worthless alliance. She is not happy.
No. And she thinks her father doesn't care about her or treasure her. And she says, why is he casting me away?
This is so sad.
It's sad.
And that she thought... And that she didn't know he was trying to protect her. I thought she knew that for some reason.
I thought so too.
The ladies discuss how you should look away from things we can't control.
I mean,
and Mariko has bangs. So
yes.
You can tell she's younger. She gets in her little pod thing to go get married. And I want to say her dad says duty is what endures. There's nothing more. So you're like, okay, this is where Mariko gets her whole like... duty is important.
Yep.
We get the credits, and this episode is titled Ladies of the Willow World.
Yes.
Sexy. I did not know Willow World was Pillow World.
Pillow Worlds. Interesting.
When I saw this title.
We were so naive back then, Lizzie. When all we had was the title of the episode, we had no idea what was coming.
Toranaga is talking to this big crowd, all of his guy pals, his besties, and he is saying
good use.
Don't
so
worry
natural.
About death. Dying is an affirmation of life itself. Don't worry about it. If we have to battle, we have to battle, guys.
It's fine. Be chill. And then he gives
gifts to his bestie.
His one true bestie. His man crush, which we can use that very 2010s word man crush in this situation, I think. He gives
his diving coach.
He's like, this man saved my life again during an earthquake. And he gives him a fife and he makes him chief admiral and the general of the whole cannon thing. And he like promotes him. And John does not look like he wants any of it, but he accepts it. And then Tornaga is like, their deaths will not be wasted. Hi ho, hi ho.
Ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho,
ho,
ho.
They're all chanting around this campfire, and this was my witchiest moment of the week. John gets the special swords. We're witchy, we're at the campfire, we go forth into the town, and one of my favorite actors on the show, Yabushige, is like, I'm looking at the records. We can't face Ishida with these numbers. I'm doing math. Ami, his nephew, is so pissed that John has taken his army. Mm. And Yabushige says, time to write another will. Love that this is his running bit.
It's his fun little joke. And you know what? It always hits. You know, it always works. Sometimes a catchphrase is actually a really useful thing for a character to have.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, we need these moments of lightness delightful. Between the aggressive violence.
It's real. It's realistic. It makes me laugh. And then John walks into the house and he puts his swords down. And then he hears someone doing a little prayer. And he's like, wait a minute. I know someone who prays. And Mariko is praying the Our Father. Wait a minute. And then she's saying it in Japanese. And then he sits kneeling and there's like a wall separating them. And he says the Our Father in English. And it was almost my horniest moment of the week. Sorry, Mom.
I couldn't believe how horny this scene was.
Oh, my. It was Fleabag coded. It was very Fleabag coded.
Ooh, I like that. Good call.
Lizzie, the smile that just came across Lizzie's face at
that. I loved Fleabag.
Oh, so
good. This scene, I've been told by our book consultant that they make a big deal of the thin walls throughout the book and like how you can basically hear everything all the time.
Hello.
And so it's basically kind of like they're in the room together. And
but
like,
it's hotter that they're
she
not.
She said she's not talking to him, but she's talking
but
to
they're
him.
They're praying, which is like kind of intimate, TBH.
Yeah.
And
I mean, there is we're in front of the paywall, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
There is there is some people like to meditate before and after certain whatevers.
Yes. Anywho, and that's beautiful.
Lead us not into Anywho. Temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
But, you know, I actually went to church as a child.
Oh, you know what? I could tell. You have that
Sunday
glow.
School.
You have that Sunday school glow.
Thank you. Yeah, finally.
That was my glow.
I played an angel in the nativity scene.
Of course. Oh, you were probably so cute.
So cute.
Little Lizzie.
Okay,
so Bentaro then apologizes to Tornaga for shaming him.
This is so embarrassing that the whole town knows and like...
I know.
He
deserves it because he is awful, but he goes, I lose myself when I'm around her. He like blames her because he blames
Mariko.
Her.
And this was my misogynist moment of the week.
Yeah. This was
he
also
says
my
she's an ice queen.
Oh, this is how men excuse since the beginning of time. They're like, it's not my fault. She just makes me crazy with her witchy powers. And
yeah,
I want to fuck her.
I wouldn't be violent against her, but she's not banging me. Like, she's not.
She gave
icy.
Me. It's like, I don't know. It's like, I'm trying to meet her halfway. Like, I want to bang her, but she doesn't want to bang me. So Tornaga is like, girl, just divorce her. And then he's like, no, I can't. He's like, I can't. And then he's like, and not after all these years, after her father's treachery. So we find out, he goes, I thought she'd be grateful I spared her life, but she's always been ice and she just asked for death again and again. So we finally, because we
So does knew, this mean he killed her family?
No, 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 no. He didn't kill her family. He just thought she would be grateful. So what we didn't know, Lizzie, I remember us talking about this, like, we're like, does he like torturing her? Like, is he doing this to torture her? But now we realize that he actually does kind of love her, and he was kind of doing it. He was trying to save her, you know?
Wait, what? Buntaro was?
Yeah, because he's the only reason she's alive, because the father was supposed to-
Oh, right,
because
he doesn't let her-
Yes, exactly. Because he's in charge of her, because she's his property, which isn't great, but...
Gotcha. Yes. I see what you're
and
saying.
He's like, why isn't she grateful? I spared her life. So now we know that he is, like, confused. He's like, well, not confused. He also sucks, but he's like, I'm just saving her life. And...
what, just because I say she has a shitty bloodline every morning?
Yeah, just because I hit her. And
what's
like,
wrong with that?
And I, shoot arrows past her face. I just like her. I have a crush on her. This is toxic.
I wouldn't shoot arrows near her face if not for her being so hot. You know? And the sake. Don't forget the sake.
I was drunk.
You didn't use the sake one on Toranaga.
Blame on
the We see then that Toranaga says, you must isolate for 7 days from her.
Wow. So Toranaga is just, of course, me and Lizzie at the exact same moment while we were watching this probably turned to the people next to us and went, that's so. He's giving Mariko and John permission to fuck. He did. That's why he did that.
Yes. Well, he's being messy.
He's being a
super messy bitch right now.
He knows what he's
because doing. Of what he does after this.
Yes. He is.
And he is... I wrote here, Toranaga is man-spreading so hard.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Wow. His legs were...
Huh.
So am I right now, because I'm on my ball.
But that's acceptable.
I gotta be honest.
Thank you so much for your honesty, Lizzie. That's what
no
you get.
No gatekeeping here.
That's what you get. You get complete transparency and accountability from HBOLX. And always.
Unfiltered. Unedited.
Yeah. Just heavily
whatever
edited.
It is. Heavily edited. You make us sound so smart.
You wouldn't believe.
John is like, hey, sorry about your army. Also, why am I in charge of the cannon? And Toranaga is like, are you saying that you're refusing it? Like, there's so many, like, not answering questions.
So interesting. It's like, yeah, it's so frustrating.
It's like spinning it back on him. Mm-hmm. And Mariko's like, well, he says he can't fulfill his service, wants to leave Japan. And Toranaga's like, what service does he want? And John's like, I want the ship to fight the Portuguese. And he wants to attack the black ship. Mm. And Toranaga's like, no, they're my friends. John's like, no, they're not. They're here for their god and money. Mm-hmm. And Mariko kind of argues with John a little bit in this.
Yeah, because she loves the Portuguese.
Which is unprofessional.
Unprofessional. She's letting her own personal things get in the way. Yeah, because she loves the Portuguese, and he's like, he wants to team up against the Portuguese and the Catholics, because he hates them too. And he's like, Toranaga's like, no, but I will give you a brothel.
Yeah, how about one night with Kiku?
Yeah, he's like, just shut
how
up.
Does
he's
that,
like, shut
is
up.
That the same?
That's the same. He's like, shut up.
No, Japan's great. Like, we
he's
have,
like, what do you mean? Here's, you can drink shrooms and have sex.
Please.
And, so then, but he says,
wait, is that what they drink?
I think so.
I do think there was supposed to be some sort of psychedelic element there.
But he says, Portuguese are a friendly nation. And then Toranaga's like, are you having sex with the Anjin? He says to Mariko. And then he's like, well, arrange a night at the brothel.
Nothing gets past him.
You need to be there too. And I wrote, Toranaga is kinky.
Or he's like trying to torture her?
Yeah, I was confused. He's trying to, like,
make her get over him?
Yeah, I don't actually, all literally, or Lizzie.
Or threesome.
Literally, Lizzie, I should have, this is how bad of a TV expert job I did tonight. My first thought was, oh, I guess he's kinky. I moved on. I didn't interrogate this choice at all. I failed you guys. I'm sure it's something deeper. I don't know why he did this.
Like, I don't think, I think you and I think he's into Mariko, but I don't think we're supposed to think that.
No, I don't. I don't know why.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I know. I think. Why did he do that?
It feels to me like he's trying to make her get over him.
Yeah.
Like a torture. Like he knows they're in love and is doing this to break him up.
Anyway, there's birds on fire.
Then we see all these buildings on fire. Ishido has kidnapped all of the families and consorts of the regents to force this vote.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay. And this one guy's like, we got to warn Toranaga. Oh, Toranaga's concubine. Our book consultant also said that the concubines were like part of the family.
Oh.
And like a little bit more elevated than you would have thought.
So interesting. That makes sense. I kind of love that.
Because he's not like hiding.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
But we then cut to the super religious guys, the Portuguese. I call him Clown. He's got that bib thing on.
Yeah, it's so
funny.
And
they're like, WTF is going on over at that, over with the regents. And they're like, oh, Sheba did this. She hates the church. And they're discussing, Martin and the Clown are like, should we get Toranaga as an ally? And the Clown is like, why do you love Toranaga so much, Clown? Martin.
And he's like, this woman.
Is this helpful? Is this a helpful recap?
This is a helpful recap. Guys,
do you guys feel like you watched the show?
So this is, he's saying this woman has so no such power. Don't underestimate women. And she despises the church. Yeah, he's like, why does Toranaga have a hold on you?
Why? Is Martin in love with Toranaga?
Yes. I would say yes. Say so. It's happening.
We then cut to Chiba, who we have been like getting ramped up, ready for this woman to come back. Everyone's been talking about her this whole time, and now she's finally home and not kidnapped. And she meets with her child king. And she sings while doing his hair. And we realize, I think here, that Lady Oshiba was the one who was in the flashbacks with Mariko. Mm-hmm. And was like helping her get ready for her wedding and all this stuff. We cut to, look, I'll be honest, I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
Your dad was killed in Kyoto. We have to go. There's a bunch of fires. I said, who is that? Oh, it's the flashback.
Okay,
so Chiba is fleeing in the flashback. Okay, wait. So her dad.
Yes.
Her dad was killed.
Mariko's dad killed
her dad. Ochita's was the evil dad. King.
And Mariko's dad killed him.
Yeah.
So that's the conflict.
And Mariko's dad was his vassal.
They were best friends, but
so
then her
now
dad killed her.
They
dad.
Were besties no longer.
Yeah.
We call that bad blood.
Yes. And now we got bad blood. Mad. Take a look what you've done.
Oh, save that.
See,
put that
I will.
The
I actually
show.
Will put that in the show. That I will keep of all these.
Great.
Things.
I mean, when is that album coming out?
I think it's special. April 21st. I know. I'm so excited. Or is it the 21st?
Maybe.
Or 19th?
Let's watch. I still haven't seen the movie, so let's watch it.
We have to.
Right before the
album
release.
That's a great idea. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Okay, so her dad was the king, and then we cut to a play, and this is basically recreating what has happened in this flashback.
Mm-hmm.
They slay the quote-unquote false vassal, which is Mariko's dad. This was very Game of Thrones, this mm-hmm. part.
It was.
Watching the play of the, like, recreated
yes.
history.
So true.
And there's this guy on the flute and the singing, and it's very I loved this scene. It intercuts the play and these other scenes. We so cool. see the regents are prisoners, and Ishido is going to release the hostages once they confirm that fifth regent. Because remember, as we discussed last episode, they got four. They can't get Toranaga unless they get that fifth.
It's very strict rules.
They have to have five.
It's the rules. It's the rules. You have to respect it. There's nothing else they can do. They can't. Their hands are tied.
Their hands are tied. They're going to have to burn houses and kidnap people.
Yes.
Because they can't just do this.
Yeah.
Get it together.
They can't get it together.
A quorum.
Ishido is never great. You're choosing the wrong ally.
Oh. Are Ishido and Ochiba banging?
Ishido.
They made a look here.
Oh, probably. I couldn't tell.
We see one of the women who is kidnapped by Ochiba asks her, is this the era of peace? And Oshiba's like, you can never be too safe, which is so like, that's Cersei. Like what totalitarians say, you know, they're like, oh, we're doing this to protect you. Yes. That's why we have to start this war. True.
So true.
They say, you're choosing the wrong ally. What is the right ally? What's the winning team? I am rooting for and think Toranaga is going to win.
I'm pretty sure he's got a good... He's going to win. I think he's got a good shot. And then the woman says...
I mean, he's very sneaky.
That's the thing. The sneaky guys always win.
Tricks up his sleeve.
And that's it's the most satisfying to watch. But he doesn't have that tricky of a plan later on, as we'll get to. But she's pretty unsneaky of the plan. But she's like, sorry to hear about your husband's death. We're all just pebbles. And more of this fit thing about we're all just rocks being thrown around by life. We're all just pebbles. Don't you get it?
I love all of the poetic quotes in this. I really want to read the book now.
Me too.
TBH.
Oh, this is a flashback.
Even though it's very long.
So she says, my husband is the ruler of Japan and I couldn't give him an heir. And then she gives her a mirror and there's cool artsy shots.
I guess it's a really fancy mirror. And she's like, give it to the consort who can give us the heir. Cause we've heard like no one could get the Taiko to get pregnant. I bet she just banged someone else. He was infertile, clearly. If he banged hundreds of people and no one could get pregnant. We see this really quick shots, the scary mask in this play. And we see Lady Ochiba watching the portrayal of herself. Mm-hmm. And she just, you know, just by her vibe in the last episode that she's like evil.
Oh, totally.
Socio vibes.
They were really playing her up as a, kind of a Cersei.
Yes, she is Cersei. Yeah, Cersei. She has the child king. Mm-hmm. They're seeing a play about their fake history.
Oh, yeah.
So Game of Thrones.
So GOT. So.
And we get Ochiba becoming this name. I guess she was called, we learn later, Ruri before this. And they say a woman may lose everything, but she may also take it back. So she was basically saying like she lost everything, but has come out on top. And we see, oh God, this was horrible. We see her pillowing with the king and she's just dissociating, looking off.
That was awful.
I feel like it seems like a lot of sex was this way in this time period.
Yep. For a lot, most of...
Mariko and Buntaro. Ugh.
And you must stare without fear into the eyes of fate. She must stare without fear into the eyes of fate and make herself seen.
The drums and the singing end. Oh, and if we have a son, the prestige will spread. They're really trying to get this son. And then we see present Ishido and Ochiba talking to the actor and we see that we basically realize they're trying to get him as the fifth regent because they need five. And We see Ishido tell Oshiba that he looked to the Taiko as proof that peasants could rise up. And she's like, yeah, some are born under the great banner, others must claim it. This is kind of like about Nepo babies. Mm. She's like, you know, we have a Nepo baby in our cast.
You get it. you understand.
Oshiba says that the guy plays her dad well, but he's too tall. And he's like, acting is my great passion. And Ishido's like, what about politics? How about you join this council and vote for Toranaga's death?
So funny.
And then we see this moment between Ishido and Oshiba. And he's like, thank you for helping with this situation. He never talked about a woman like you. And she says, I miss the Taiko's strength. Ooh, she's constantly digging him, digging everyone. Like, I'm actually the most powerful. Mm. And Oshiba says that the Taiko in the end fell short because he failed to get rid of Toranaga. And Ishida's like, why do you hate her? Why do you hate him? And she doesn't answer.
Yeah, she doesn't answer.
She will later.
She will
she's
later.
She's like, I'm going to answer in my next scene.
In my next scene.
Right now, I'm going to talk about shadows.
Yeah. John, okay, someone falls off. John is in the village. Someone falls off the horse, says all of Osaka belongs to Ishido.
Ooh.
They meet to be like, what are we going to do about this? And then they're like, we should attack, and then Toranaga can be the one true king, the shogun. And Yabushige is like, that is literally a suicide mission. We do not have enough men. And basically his son is being like super Nepo baby and is being like, you should be the shogun. So then I have
power.
Yeah,
you can be the shogun.
So then I'm the baby shogun. And then he's like, no.
And join forces with Toranaga's brother, who I guess has forces. Mm-hmm. Ami's like, it's not enough. What can we do about if the fifth regent votes for your death, like this is over. But we still have time. And Toranaga's like, I'm not going to do this style of war that everyone wants him to do, which is they call Crimson Sky, which is a single violent rush on Osaka Castle and pick one shogun.
This is interesting because I'm like, are we supposed to root for the guy who wants to like is trying to be the king? Like, I'm like, aren't we supposed to root for more democracy where there's like five of them, you know?
I mean, Toranaga's saying he doesn't want to be
it. He
says, I never want to be in charge. I won't do it.
That's true. Okay.
Find me a plan that's not death.
Yes, yes. Mariko is at the brothel and the woman and her negotiating was probably my favorite scene where the woman was like, it's 500. Gosh. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't say I wanted to buy the whole brothel. I just wanted one night. Like, oh, what a move that Mariko makes.
So good.
And she's like, well, it's well priced.
She's a baller.
And then she's like, well, it's not. Okay. This is my confusion. When she said it's not, she's like, well, it's not for Toranaga. It's for John. Were they like lowering the price because they're like, oh, we want to have sex with John? Or Lady Kiku would want to? Or they lowered the price because they're like, oh, it's not that important then?
I think she was always going to lower to 300.
Okay, yeah.
That's how I interpreted it. Mm. But I don't know.
And they kept doing the cup on the floor thing. Is cup on the floor insulting or something, maybe?
I have no idea what the cup is. I thought the cup was like a gift. Oh. Toranaga's gift for the madam, I think.
You and the Anjin are never seen apart. And she's like, well, I translate for him.
Ooh, rumor mill.
How does this woman?
Goss has spread. They're not being very subtle.
And then John and her are walking there and he's like, does she know? And she's like, there's nothing to know. Gutted. And then they walk in and it's John.
That was horrible. I hated that.
I know. And John was like, what do I say? They're with Lady Kiku and he's like, what do I say? And she's like, say she's beautiful. So funny. And what I, oh my God, I literally wrote this show just wants to be funny.
I'm like, they just want to be.
We go to read the reviews and like no one mentions that at all.
That's the one thing.
This is why I can't. This is why I can't read other critiques, because you know, so we just want to just go in
we
one direction.
Be pure. And yes, we want to be true to ourselves. Pure. Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
This whole sequence I loved because they use the role of the translator so well.
Very sexy.
In so many different scenes. They use it for flirting. They use it for misinformation. They use it for like trying to stop war or fighting. Like, it's so interesting. I mean, Mariko.
It's so interesting. It's where the power lies. Language is where understanding and communication is where the power kind of lies.
We see Kiku tell Omi, I don't get why Torunaga loves John so much. So Omi knows they've taken his army and the love of his life.
Yeah, that sucks.
And Kiku's sucks like, what? It doesn't mean anything to me. This will be really good for my business.
Yeah.
And he refuses to make out.
And then... we must show her it's pleasure. Oh, Mariko and John are like, we have to. Mariko's like, you have to act like you're enjoying this. And he's like, oh, fine. And she's like, tell her that her pour is good. And he's like, your pour is good. And she's like, it's an art form that she worked on for like a million years. And then
Kiku is like, oh, I imagine everything's different for you guys. And John's like, yeah, our sex workers are not this hot or inquisitive. Mm. Another fine pour. He's so charming.
I love him.
We see this lady brings more quote unquote sake, but the thing is different.
It's definitely shrooms.
Maybe they're drinking mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And Kiku teaches her apprentice about empty space and symbols. Ooh.
Mm. I loved this. And this was so cool.
Kiku says, this can be private and dark. You know, a woman can't look away when another woman suffers.
Oh, this was so feminist.
So she's like, I can tell you love him?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I wrote. That's so sweet. Ugh, women supporting women. It's really beautiful. And
also she's like, I mean, I'll just turn the lights off. We don't need to know what happened.
I know. I was going to say, I mean, I feel like she got the vibe. She was like, you could
Mariko.
Come. She's like, you could join. And Will,
they talk about why people go to sex workers, so and they're the like, they have world. Something they want to forget or pain or boredom.
So
the Willow World.
So basically it's this whole horny speech that she translates. That's Kiku saying, but only John can hear it through Mariko, and it's slow pans of her. It's very female gaze. It's like her neck and like it's her mouth talking, and it's like it's very hot. And then at the end,
it's so hot.
And this was my horniest moment of the week.
When Mariko says, ask you into my openness, be Ooh. Here with me now. It was my horniest moment of the
Yay.
Week. She might have, you know.
I think she had a good time.
That's why she doesn't go with him. I think she already came.
I thought Lizzie wasn't going to say it explicitly, and then she immediately says it. I think she came.
I wasn't gonna.
Oh boy, it's
bleep.
No, it's important.
So sexy, and we see Mariko flashback to her childhood and her dad and Kiku. It's this big pivotal moment. Kiku invites her to come, and Mariko says, it must be only you. And this was my least relatable moment of the week. I would at least want to go and see Willow World. This is probably the only time you can go in.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That it is super. This is unrelatable. You're not going to see what it is.
And you're not going to have sex with either?
You're just not going to have sex with either of them. Like, she's offering.
You have a hall pass.
Yeah.
You're doing this for work.
Literally, it's a hall pass. You're married. You can do this. Yeah, you're right. This was very unrelatable.
Security cameras don't exist.
It's the 1600s. There's no TV. Can I remind you that there is no TV, Mariko?
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? What else are you going to do?
Cut bangs again?
Stare at the wall. Cut bangs again. Got him.
Look in your little mirror.
Agreed. That no, is so that's
she,
the best.
It's because she's sad. She has trauma.
No, she's sad. It's no, of course. And she doesn't want
to. This is
share
such it restraint. And oh, God. Dawn tries to grab her hand, but she spots him. At least he tried.
At least he tried.
I want them to get together.
I know they will.
So it looks like he bangs.
Yeah, and he had a good time.
We see the next morning. He comes back. Hey, he tried. He tried to grab Mariko.
He tried, but he. What are you supposed to do? He had a really good time. And Torunaga is like, how'd it go? And, oh, it just sucks. Mariko has to translate. She has to translate, like, that they had a good sex. She basically had to translate that they had good sex. Kiku is exceptional. And then Torunaga and Mariko talk. And he's like, what do you remember of your childhood when you were BFFs with Ochido? And she's like, well, I haven't seen her and since. And he's like, well, what happened to her? Why is she, like, such a bitch? Torunaga says. And then she says... she's like, fate and hardship. And he's like, we all have fate and hardship. But then she says, a man may go to war for one reason, pride, the P word, all of these things. And she says, but a woman is simply
at war. My P word of the week.
Yeah, this was definitely my P word of the week. They literally said it. It was, and
women are simply at war. Dang. What a line.
What a line. Your father once told me he wished you were a man.
It's what a line because obviously it's true.
Obviously it's true. Oh, it's so beautiful.
And much, and even more true in this time. Dang. And he's like, your dad wished you were a guy. I see why he had great plans for you. Mm. Okay, Torunaga, is this why you were trying to break him up?
Oh.
Mariko.
Hello.
Mariko says, well, he should have gotten me a better husband. Boom. And Torunaga's like, wait, you know he did that to save you, right?
And she's like, what?
And she drops to her knees.
And she's like, I guess no one told her. Okay, guys, communicate. Like, literally, in this world, communicate. Right? You can solve so many problems.
You have those birds. Those birds.
You have no excuse. You have pigeons.
You've magic birds.
We can only assume these birds are magic. They're delivering messages.
He's telling them messages. He's giving them messages, isn't he? Catherine, he is. Right?
Yes, no, but they're pigeons. They're holding in the claws the like little messages.
Oh.
They're like carrier pigeons. Right, I thought you were making a joke.
They're carrying with them with their claws.
No, it's magic. No, I was it
thinking he was like whispering. I was thinking it was like Harry Potter. But Harry Potter was claws too. But they were magic.
No, owls were definitely magic because they knew where to go.
Anyway.
But how do pigeons know where to go? Anyway.
That's what I mean. Aren't they magic?
No.
I know you can train pigeons.
I know. It just seems like magic because it seems so ridiculous. Like, how could you get a pigeon to do that?
It doesn't seem like useful way to do it. It seems like you would get a lot of messages going in the wrong hands.
Pigeon
just saw something.
You know what, Lizzie?
Eat.
That's probably why they stopped. And also because they invented mail.
I feel like mail has always been invented, though. Right? Since paper or since
interesting.
The written word?
When did mail start? Or trade. I guess mail started when trade started. So I guess pigeons were just faster because they could just
trade is mail.
Exactly. If you think about it, trade is mail, but not all mail is trade.
Well, this is a good one. poor Mariko. Oh, so much trauma. And Torunaga's like, your war's not over. Hun. And we then cut back to the regents. Ishido, time to vote. That's why I kidnapped all of your loved ones. And they're voting yes, yes, yes. And then Sugiyama says, sorry, but there's no evidence of a plot against the heir by Torunaga. No vote until the hostages are released.
Whoa.
And you're dishonoring the Taiko. Ishido getting one-upped yet again. It's like Wile E. Coyote.
It is like Wile E. Coyote. They cannot get that roadrunner.
Every time he takes a step forward, it's two steps back. He thought he got this guy. He's like, perfect. Wow, this guy says he'll vote with me.
They cannot get this right. This is so funny. It's so funny.
I mean, Torunaga killed Jozen, right?
Yes.
Don't they presumably have the right to go to war anyway?
No, they got to vote. They need 5 people to vote.
They got to vote.
They got to vote, like on American Idol.
We see, he stands up and we kind of focus on how everyone else is bowed down. Mm-hmm. And we see Ishido's face is pissed. Uh-oh. And then everyone's talking about the actor. They're like, Torunaga got to him somehow. And then Oshiba's like, when are you going to kill Torunaga? He must be dead soon. Your playthings have no idea about the enemy. And then she talks about how she watched Torunaga whispering and plotting her whole childhood, and that Akechi killed her dad, but Torunaga planned it. And Ishida's like, that's a serious allegation, and you should say that in public, and then he'll die fast. Mm. Then this is where they say the hundreds of women thing. Have you heard what they went through to give the Taiko a son? He was with hundreds of women. And Oshiba says, he drugged me and forced me to endure things. Mm. And then she becomes the mom of the heir. And by compelling fate to look at me, and Oshiba is whispering this in the back of Ishido's neck so I could scratch out its eyes. And this take on life is my most unrelatable moment of the week.
Wait, I thought your most unrelatable moment was
grabbing fate and scratching out its eyes.
Yeah.
Wait, what was
it? Your most unrelatable moment was not going to have sex with the two.
Oh shoot! Oh shoot!
You got to pick one.
Okay, it's that one. No, it's back to that one. Sorry,
but it is unrelatable. It's cut. But it is yes. But you know what? No, she's taking fate.
I mean, to say I'm gonna take fate by the balls and scratch out its eye, I don't feel like I ever feel that way.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I agree.
We see Ishido and the other bad regent. Oh, the regent who voted against him in the woods. They've caught them and this guy refuses to give up to Ishido. He says, you're a bureaucrat. You suck. You'll only be a bureaucrat. It's all you'll ever be. I wrote, oh, Jesus. And we cut from Ishido's mad fucking face to all of them dead. Mm. I loved this cut.
This was crazy.
It was incredible.
Wow.
It was like, we don't need to show you the fight.
Yeah.
We can just show you what line did it and made him murder all of them.
I completely agree. This was epic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scary.
Super scary.
Ishido, I mean, he's got the P word bad.
He does.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, I think we
Torunaga is with his gang. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh gosh, the fifth regent was killed by bandits again. Oh geez. Now I'm going to be falsely impeached and war will be declared. I don't want any lands or honors, but if traitors are going to place the heir in danger, I must defend him. Mm. So does that mean like if Ishido is the only ruler that endangers the heir?
If Ishido is the only ruler.
Like, because presumably Ishido is teamed up with the heir and Oshiba.
I gotta be honest, I don't know.
Your face. I think this is right.
Okay.
But he's basically like, okay, this is a step too far. Crimson Sky time. Let's go. And send a pigeon to my brother. We're getting together with our armies and we're gonna rush Osaka. And Mariko is sad. And Toranaga says the time has come, and they all chant hee hee ho.
Oh.
And everyone punches.
Oh.
And we go out on a big shot at the army.
It will be an inevitable war.
What an episode. It was so exciting.
It was exciting.
I love this show.
Oh, it's been so fun. It's so...
Truly.
And like, yeah. It's still fascinating.
It's delivering on a level that a lot of shows don't, the horniness level.
Yes. I'm talking about. And also like the Eastern and Western cultures and like the different, like the different ways.
It's so how they clash. It's so beautifully written. Together.
It's really fucking
and
cool.
Even like the quotes, the different quotes about life and stuff, they're so interesting. Mm-hmm. She is such a strong lead, Mariko.
Mm-hmm. She's really strong.
I'm like, she's awesome.
Yeah.
And all the scenes of like the deft conversation switches and Lost in Translation stuff.
Every scene is, because you know why the writing is good is because every scene isn't, unlike other shows that will not be named, every scene isn't about just getting the information out. There's interesting ways to get the information out through the translations, through little mini conflict, through jokes, through a look. Exactly, Lizzie. Yeah. So
like,
this
there's
is the
a lot
example.
Of stuff that's said in the unsaid. Mm-hmm. I think in this culture and in this show.
Yes.
Like the way they talk around stuff is like amazing.
It's great. And they
Mariko
use it to their advantage.
That line about the like, oh, sorry, you think I want to buy the whole brothel. No. Just
so passive aggressive. It's so good. It's so funny. Yeah. It's so passive aggressive. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. You misunderstood. I love it so much. And I have, oh, wait, I guess we didn't announce.
Oh, shoot.
Our Patreon. Well, we'll announce it on Instagram.
Well, here's the announcement.
Here it is.
Our big announcement buried at the end of the episode.
Perfect.
Our next HBO Lax Max show is...
Mrs. Smith. That
I don't know why I said Mrs. and Mr.
Mrs. and Mr. Because you're feminist AF. Don't let anyone
oh my God,
ever
yeah.
say.
It should have been called that.
It should have been. This is 2024.
Let's write Mrs. and Mr.
You know what? Let's be bold and let's take back the narrative.
Or Mrs. and Mr.
Let's reclaim. Love that. Let's reclaim the narrative and say Mrs. and Mr. Smith. But yeah, guys, I'm so excited. We're going to
I have seen the show, but I watched it all in like one day.
Okay,
so I'm so excited to delve in.
Yes, I'm excited.
It's really good.
Oh, I can't wait. I've heard
it's really
great
good,
things.
I promise.
I think there'll be a lot of fun things to talk about. I'm excited. Yay. And I have a thing that we should say for this one. I think we should say she may also take it back.
Ooh, yes, I love that.
She may also take it back.
Boom.
Boom. Powerful.
Love you. Bye.